MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. One person is dead and a suspect is on the run after a hit-and-run crash in Eddy County. The sheriff's office says a man driving a late-model SUV struck several pedestrians at high speed on Forney Road near Six Mile Dam just before midnight on Saturday. The suspect fled on foot and deputies have recovered the vehicle as part of the investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eddy County Sheriff's Office. Several state lawmakers say they plan to introduce a bill next year, creating a statewide moratorium on large-scale data centers, giving the state time to develop rules on water use, energy demand, and community impact before more projects move forward. The proposal follows a wave of local action. Santa Fe and Socorro counties have both passed data center moratoriums, while Raton postponed its own decision after already signing an agreement with a developer. Locally, Southeast New Mexico has taken different approaches. Lee County commissioners have approved new regulations requiring data centers to use water-conscious cooling systems and cover their own power costs, rather than passing a moratorium. This is New Era Energy has proposed a large AI data center campus east of Roswell. Chavez County commissioners approved a large data center project south of Roswell last year from Wyoming-based Zenith Volts with no incentives offered. Eddy County has not taken any public action on the issue. And a Ropesville woman is dead and a juvenile passenger seriously injured after a two-vehicle crash Thursday evening on U.S. 385 in Gaines County, Texas. Texas Highway Patrol says a Dodge Ram pickup veered from the left lane into another northbound vehicle, a Toyota Tacoma, causing the Ram to roll over. The driver, 30-year-old Brenda Archuleta, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.